This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
With the government slowly reopening, the weekly government reports, including the export sales, are covering the data that was missed during the shutdown. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said it will take a while for the government to catch up.
Yeah, we're going to be playing catch up for a little while here. This will take us until about to Christmas to get caught up on these export numbers, just the same way as the commitment of traders reports from the CFTC will take us until about the end of January to get caught up.
This report covers the data from September 26th through October 2nd. McBride said the corn sales were some of the best for that time frame.
Here's what we got today. Today was the time frame of September 26th through October 2nd. We did get the sales of 2.259 million tons for corn. We got the sales of 919,000 for soybeans, and a big number for wheat at 888,000 tons. So overall, we're going to look at these numbers for corn. These are the third best for that particular week that we've ever had. Continues the good trend of sales for corn.
McBride said the soybean numbers weren't as good, but they were still acceptable.
These were okay. They weren't phenomenal, but they do represent. They're just fine, I guess is the best way to put it. We're still behind where we need to be, but we do know that there is Chinese demand that has taken place that would not be on this report, but we will start to see that reflected here, hopefully, in the not-too-distant future.
For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.